Thank you for holding. Is this Patrick?
This is.
Hi, Patrick. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I'm blessed and highly favored.
There you go.
That's right. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Kara. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you. But did you have any questions about the listing on the first page of Google or how it works?
I mean, I've seen it. I kind of know that this is a thing, so I'm not surprised by it, or I'm not. I pretty much understand how it works, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and to that being said, you know, I understand how it could be a benefit. I just went through something with Angie's, and I went through something with BuildZoom where, you know, mm-hmm. like, the truth of the matter is our phone rings every day, regardless.
That's a good problem. Yeah.
It's a good problem, man. I'll tell you what, it's not easy to keep that type of reputation, but we do our best.
Yeah.
So I'm just a little apprehensive on what this is going to cost and if I really want to do it, just full transparency.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I will start out by saying, you know, Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market for the last 16 years. So, I mean, if you could do anything with the stuff that you're doing at this point or without anything at all, then you'll definitely do great with this. We're just putting you in front of your customers as a top recommended option at the moment that they make the decision to start looking for help. So, mm-hmm. That's what makes it so beneficial. Also, there's only three guys that show in that Google Places section there on the first page next to the map where we're talking about listing you. So, being that there's only a few options, that makes it very profitable for the business owners that are there. And, you know, typically my guys are taking a cherry picking method, to their first page placement. So obviously we don't expect you to go out to every single person that calls you, but, you know, kind of cherry pick, through and do what's best for you and your time, right? So the most important thing is the availability. Now, we do see that you already have your own website, so that's great. You know, we don't have to build a site for you. That'll save you a lot of money. I'm sure you already know websites can be pretty expensive or time-consuming if you do it yourself. The beauty of these placements and why they're so sought after is mainly because the Google Places ones in particular, you don't have to pay per lead or click or call. And that's what kind of attracts business owners to it, is that, you know, you have a set rate, you're up there, you know, customers can call you directly all day long as a live call. It's not going to affect your bill, right? So usually you get the most bang for your buck out of these placements from a marketing budget perspective if you're working with a limited budget. So I do see you're using some things online, like Home Advisor by Angie's. Okay,
yeah.
Those guys get a majority of their leads from Google, so that's also a good sign. If you could do anything with those leads, I know you'll do well with this. But the difference with these leads, again, you know, we let the customer call you live. It's not something that they text you or sell to your competitors or charge you a lead fee even if you don't get the job, you know, things like that. And I've worked with a lot of people who use that service, and they tell me that they're so happy that they got on the first page of Google because then they don't have to deal with those kind of things anymore. So just some food for thought without bashing them, you know.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to do that. The calls are recorded. But, yeah, it's a good sign. I mean, if you can do well with that, you'll do great with us. As far as, like, the pricing, there is a package that Tara requested for you called a Platinum Package Bundle. The reason it's called the bundle is because it has not just the first page placement on Google, but you're on the first page of Bing, which you could get leads from as well. And then you're also on Facebook ads with this package. So if you don't have a Facebook business profile, we actually create one for you and run some ads through it. The idea with our services...
We do have one.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. The whole idea of this package, though, is just to kind of maximize your return on investment and try to cover all your bases online. You know, we want to bring in as many leads as possible so that way you can justify the expense of working with us each month. So the Facebook ads is in there. And then, obviously, we have other directories, too. I'm not real high on the Yelp listing, but you can opt in and out of that. We have Yellow Pages as well, Thumbtack, and Amazon Alexa voice search results. So on average, a platinum package has about 7 different ways of generating leads, but I'll tell you about 85% of those leads are coming off the first page of Google. That's just what everyone uses.
Okay.
So as far as cost, a platinum package is normally advertised on our website at $499 month to month. What I was thinking I could do for you, if you want to come on board with us today and give us a shot, is I could reduce the monthly price down to just $299. And then I could lock you in at that discounted pricing structure indefinitely, so that way you keep that deal. So it won't just save you $200 out the door today, but it'll save you money every month moving forward, because you'll keep that rate. It won't go back up.
So we keep the $299 a month.
Correct. And we'll go month to month. And then there's also a tracking system too, Patrick. So we'll be able to show you, you know, specifically what's coming from us versus maybe some other services that you have out there. That Google Places placement, if they use the click-to-call feature on their mobile device, it tracks everything. So you'll be able to see all the leads, clicks, calls. If you're missing calls, you know, you can go in there and it'll still have them pipelined in there for you to call them back. And they could also request reviews through that tracking system tool, too. It's a nice little tool.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, as Tara was saying,
uh-huh.
This only comes up occasionally.
Yeah, so usually business owners don't cancel on profit. So a lot of times when we get a guy up there and then you have our team in here doing everything we can to make him as much as he can and bring as many opportunities. You know, it's very rare that we have a spot open up. Actually, the only reason we have this one open is because the guy's relocating. So he's still working with us. He's just not actually in this service area anymore.
Okay. I mean, I don't know. do I got to make a decision like right now?
Well, it's definitely something we're actively looking to fill.
Yeah.
Our role as a Google partner is obviously they give us a list, and then my representatives downstairs, like Tara that you were talking to, they just kind of go down the list, and then the only fair way to do it is first come, first serve with the business owners
mm-hmm.
that qualify.
I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it. What the heck? You could do this.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I mean, Google, like I said, Google advertising has been the most profitable way to market for the last 16 years. And even if it's something where you end up leaving the first page down the line, you know, the benefits of being Google verified and people seeing that profile with those reviews definitely help you long term. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the line of contact for Shamrock Renovations LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
No.
No? Okay. What's the business phone number?
412-279-279? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
2800.
Okay. So I have 412-279-2800.
Yeah.
Okay, and can I save this 7366 number just in case I need to get a hold of you or one of our team?
Yeah, that's my direct mobile. Yes.
Okay. All right. And what's your last name, Patrick?
Hang on. A U S L E R.
A U S L E R. Is it Ausler?
Yep.
Is that how you pronounce it?
No. K-U-S-L-E-R.
Like Cussler.
That's right.
Okay. You got a very Irish name. It makes sense with the Shamrock Renovations. That's cool. I like that. My mother was a redhead, and my grandmother's name is Carol Lee Green.
There you go.
Yeah, got the red beard and it's hard genetics. Okay. And then they're going to send this postcard to you in the mail. It's called a Google PIN verification. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are. They'll also put a badge and a check mark on your listing, letting customers know that you're a verified contractor by Google. What's the street address that I could send this to?
535. Forest Avenue.
Forest Avenue. Okay, I think I got it here. Carnegie?
Yep.
Okay. And do you want this address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Hidden, okay. It'll still have city, state, and zip on your Google Business profile. This is an FYI.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we'll hide the street address. The PIN is going to go out to your nearest cross street, so they won't actually be able to get turn-by-turn directions to you or know where your residence is.
Okay.
All right. And the website looks good, but I do have to verify with you. Are you okay with me attaching this website to the Google Business profile?
Yes.
Okay. And then what is your business email address where I can send you everything in writing?
P-K-U-S-L-E-R.
Okay.
At Shamrock Building Services, all spelled out.
.com?
.net.
Oh, .net. Okay. Glad I asked. I would have missed that one. Just like the business name. Interesting. So the email is shamrockbuildingservices.net, but the website shamrockrenovations.net.
Correct.
Okay. And just to confirm, the business name is going to be...
You could use a shamrockrenovations.net email. It's like a ghost account to my building services.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Well, we're not going to display this anywhere. This is just more for me to send you everything in writing and then your invoice receipt so you could write it off as a business expense later.
Perfect.
Okay. Go ahead and update. All right. And how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
7 a.m. to 5 p.m.
7 to 5. Is that Monday through Friday or do you work the weekends as well?
Monday through Friday.
Okay. Saturday and Sunday, you want to go by appointment only or closed?
By appointment only.
Okay. That way they can call you, but they know your work hours are 7 to 5. You can arrange something with them.
Right.
And then you could accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
We can, preferably just cash or check.
Cash, check. Okay. Card, additional fees may apply? I gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. I'm reading you. Fees may apply. I know how that is. I always recommend that to my clients because I know with a large contracting job, the bank's charging you like 2 to 6%. It adds up over the course of the year. So I always like to put that on the customer. They want the convenience of that. You got to pay a little extra. All right. So I have your business profile created. Now we're going to want to do a client interview with you, Patrick. And the client interview is where we sit you down and we go over like all the services you provide. That way we're listing you for the right things and making sure that the calls that are coming through from the first page placement on Google and Bing are qualified. Also, we want to go over the service area with you. So that way we're not sending you anywhere you don't want to go or putting you in a position to go deal with some people you don't want to deal with. And then they'll ask you, like, mission statement and a couple other things just to help us, like, customize your Google Business profile. So usually these take about 30 to 40 minutes to get through. We do ask for a one-hour window just in case the call goes over or you have any extra questions. What would be the best time to do your client interview?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. Probably Wednesday morning.
Oh, wow. You don't have anything sooner than that?
Dude, I'm busy. Come on, man. I mean, what do you want me to say?
Well, I hear you. We just like to get everything up and running as fast as possible. That's all.
No, and I appreciate that. But it's all very sudden.
Too. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I hear you.
So with that being said, we could do tomorrow morning.
Okay.
I don't know what time...
I have a 10 to 11.
That's not good.
Not good? I have
tomorrow
later hours, too. Like, we could do 6 and 7 in the afternoon. We have some pretty late afternoon hours, 5 and 6, 6 and 7.
All right. How about this? How about we do 3 p.m. today?
3 p.m.? Okay. Lock in here. Oof. I have a 4 to 5, 5 to 6, 6 to 7. They actually don't have a 3 to 4 available. I have a 2 to 3.
Let's do that.
You want to go 2 to 3? We'll circle back with you here in about 2 hours or an hour and a half?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. 2 to 3. I like that a lot better. Okay. Standard. All right. And we'll text you about 1 hour prior to the appointment, just as a heads up. It's all over the phone. Okay. It'll be general knowledge information. They won't ask anything you don't know off the top of your head. Should go by pretty quickly since you already have the website and everything. We don't have to build that for you, go through that portion of the interview.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Patrick, how did you want to do that?
Credit card's fine.
Okay. And now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
This is under both.
Okay. Let me add Shamrock Renovations LLC. All right. And is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes.
All right. Okay, so on the front of that card, Patrick, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
4246.
4246.
3153.
3153.
4976.
4976.
4041.
4041. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
11/27.
11/27. Okay, and 3-digit code on the back.
002.
002. All right. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification recording, just as an added form of protection for you. If I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me. Could always rephrase it for you. But I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business. Fair enough?
Yep.
All right. Okay, Patrick, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Shamrock Renovations.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Patrick Cussler, Project Administrator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Shamrock Renovations LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Patrick, it's important that you're actively involved in this campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
It says 24, 48 hours, if you're wondering. So like 1 to 2 days. And then it says, in hiring our company Local Splash as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. We already know what you currently have, but we don't want anything duplicated. Okay. So after today, if you're not sure if you're duplicating a listing, just double check with us. Also, we don't want you paying for something you already have. Let's try to keep your overhead as low as possible. Always double check before you add anything else online after today. And then the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, just because we're building everything from scratch when it comes to your Google business profile. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is June 24th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees with your campaign, and I've locked you in at this discounted pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement will be set up to renew each month on the 24th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure for as long as you choose to remain with us. It says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel your agreement with us at any time. There are no cancellation fees nor penalties. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue our services, that you contact us before the next billing is due, so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So I'm going to process your payment. When this clears, you're going to receive a welcome text message loaded with information about what to expect as a new Local Splash client. You also get another text with a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And you will have the Google verification form, the oh-so-important Google verification form. You got to fill that out. It's going to ask you for any license or insurance, business registration that you may have or that's required by the state. We have you send that in to Google, and then they'll put that Google verified badge there on your profile when we receive your PIN verification letter in the mail. Now, if any part of this feels overwhelming, I'm going to send you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service available to you. So we kind of treat our business owners like they're computer illiterate and 5 years old, you know. Just assume that they don't know anything, and we just kind of walk you through it and hold your hand and make sure that, you know, you're getting everything up and running. And then once we see you got the hang of it and you're doing well, we'll back off and let you do your thing, okay?
Okay.
Okay. But here comes those text messages. You should have the outline of this service agreement there. These are also being sent to your email. So this one should say, start with your name. It should say, Patrick, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We sent a copy of your invoice to the email we have on file, and then it'll prompt you to click here to accept the subscription terms. Looks like you got the username and password already, and then we're just looking for the Google verification form.
Do I have to log in now?
No. I mean, it's good to get familiar with the system, but they will actually send you a separate email that'll have the link to the downloadable app. This is the PC version, but we do actually have an app that you could download, and it's a lot easier to use, a lot quicker. And then they'll also send you a YouTube video in that same email that shows you how to use it. One of my colleagues here made it. So that's a pretty useful tool. I think right now, though, it's going to be pretty blank until we have everything up and running. So no urgency as of right now. The main things that you want to focus on right now are just signing your subscription terms and then filling out that verification form. I know sometimes it takes guys 2 or 3 days just to gather all the paperwork that they're requesting in that Google verification form. So don't panic on that as of right now. Mainly just sign the subscription terms and then be prepared for this client interview call here. In about 1 hour and 7 minutes, we're going to circle back with you and walk you through that.
Okay, where was the, I'm sorry, the one that had to fill out all the insurance, everything and all that?
Yeah,
email is that?
Okay, here, let me, they should be getting texted to you, but I'm going to manually force another one through just in case, just to make sure you have it. So hang tight, okay?
I probably do.
Yeah, it's okay, though. I'd rather be safe than sorry.
So I have to fill out my dashboard, I guess. Okay, I got it. So it gives me my username, and it gives me a password.
Yeah, the app is really convenient for that one, but you could go to the my.localsplash.com link there and punch it in, or also after you sign your subscription terms, it'll automatically navigate you there. And you'll be able to see, there's a whole dashboard breakdown. And this is a good place to, track all your leads, whether it be Facebook, Google, Bing, have a full breakdown of it all there. And then also you can request reviews, which is my favorite feature. You could send them that link to your Google business profile for them to put a star rating and kind of type up how they felt about your service. And we definitely want to build up your reviews. You know, having it on the first page is one thing, but if you have a bunch of 5-star reviews, that really helps the situation. So.
Okay.
All right. Did you get that Google verification form?
I sent it in.
Oh, no. I think that was your subscription terms that you signed, no? Let me double check. You already sent it in with license, insurance, everything?
No. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm getting
No, you're okay.
I am illiterate. I'm getting
it's a, no, you're fine. You're fine. You're fine. It's okay. It's a lot of information, too. So don't beat yourself up about it.
So I'll take care of this.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks like you got it on my end, though. I just wanted to confirm. But, again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you do have a team here, so don't hesitate to call. Thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you in about an hour and 5 minutes here. We'll knock out that client interview with you.
Sounds good.
All right, Patrick. Talk to you soon.
Bye.